I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Haiti has waited a long time for the results of its presidential election, and people there are going to have to wait a little longer. Preliminary results from this month's runoff were due today, but election officials postponed them until next week. They cited fraud and irregularities. Irregularities in the first round provoked violent protests last year. It's down to two candidates now, and as Amy Bracken reports from the capital, Port-au-Prince, tensions between their rival camps are high.
The two candidates, Merlan Maniga and Michel Martelly, could not be more different. Maniga is a 70-year-old professor of constitutional law and former first lady. Martelly is a 50-year-old pop star whose raw lyrics would be banned from U.S. airwaves. Both candidates have passionate supporters. Martelly's fans have been especially lively at concerts organized by his campaign. His hot pink billboards, posters, and T-shirts can be seen all over town. Even at banks and formal restaurants, employees sport the bright pink Martelly rubber bracelet. Martelly's campaign mascot is a bull, and he has a forceful presence, as in this televised debate. For many, that's part of the appeal.
Michel Martelly is not going to be a man who's going to be a soft man in power. That's one thing for sure. I think he will be a very strong man.
That's Philippe Armand, a prominent Haitian businessman. He says Martelly would be a welcome change from the current president, René Préval.
The most important thing for our president today is to restore the authority of the state. And Mr. Martelly says he's going to tackle corruption. We're one of the most corrupt countries in the world. So if he does that in a dictatorial way, why not? You know, and if you don't do that, the country cannot move forward.
Back in December, Martelly's supporters took to the streets to protest election results that would have kept Martelly out of the runoff. After a week of sometimes violent demonstrations, there was a partial recount. That put Martelly back in the running. Praz Michel, a member of the Fugees and a friend of Michel Martelly's, says if Martelly doesn't win, there could be trouble.
The people focus. They want Michel, and nothing's going to distract them. The results are not what they want it to be, then you're going to probably have some issues.
That worries Jean-Junior Joseph, a supporter of the opposing candidate, Merlan Maniga. Joseph says Martelly is a populist.
Mr. Martelly get to the second round based on the streets, not based on the tally sheets. And everybody knows that. So it's like a movement. It's a populist movement, which is very dangerous.
Politically, the two candidates aren't that far apart. Both are considered right of center. Both identify education and rebuilding post-earthquake as top priorities. But Maniga takes a more measured approach. She's seen as the establishment candidate, even though she was only first lady for 5 months before her husband was ousted in a military coup in 1988. And where Martelly yells during a debate, Maniga speaks in a quiet, deliberate way. Jean-Jacques Augustin, a photographer for the newspaper Le Matin, followed her on the campaign trail.
She was always very calm. It's like a mom who teaches her kids. Everywhere we went, people declared, "Bam mamam," give me my mom. And she presents herself as a mom. In my opinion, Haiti deserves a leader like her.
But Martelly and his followers are not her only adversaries in this race. There's also public weariness. Voter turnout was estimated at a little more than 30%. Maniga herself points out that many simply didn't see the point.
What is the reward of the democratic fight for the Haitian population so far? What are the results for him? He still lives in the slums. His children do not go to school. His wife can die because of lack of medicine. Democracy doesn't mean concrete realizations for him. For the large majority of the population in Haiti, democracy doesn't mean anything.
That was true for 38-year-old Venicia Delisca. She lost her home and business in the earthquake. On election day, Delisca sat outside her makeshift shack in a tent camp.
I'm not going to vote because I voted in the past and I didn't see any change. And from time to time you hear it's a disaster. Vagabonds are throwing rocks and spoiling the elections. I'm discouraged.
Delisca wasn't the only one in the camp who didn't vote. Others said they couldn't walk the long distance to the polls. Much more accessible was a nearby church tent. Camp residents poured in, some to pray for a leader who could bring change to their country. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince.